you were part of a supergroup with George Michael and Mick Talbot for a cover version of Jive Talking as Boogie Box High.
Yeah.
I've got to ask, how did Boogie Box High come about?
Well, you know, that was put together by Simon Halfon, who's a lovely man and really good friend, still good friend. He made a film a few years ago of Oasis as well, and he put that together, Supersonic. And he was a sleeve designer, and he did most of Paul Weller's sleeves and George Michael's and myself. And we all used to hang out together, really, around London. And he was more North London, Swiss Cottage. And he was putting that record together with George's cousin, because they were mates. And they just asked me to play on it. They knew I loved the song, anyway. And they were putting it together. I don't think they even thought about George at one point. But, you know, George was such a lovely man. He just said, I'll sing on that. And he'd do anything for his cousin. So it just ended up sort of being the band together. We all just chipped in and did our bit. And, you know, yeah, and it's funny to now be called like a supergroup, because it so wasn't at the time. It was just a bit of fun, you know, and obviously we won't be playing anywhere. There'll be no appearances on the nostalgia circuit for us.
I have to ask, Nick, what was working with George Michael like?
Such a lovely man. I mean, I was there when George and Andrew were doing recording in France in Mirabelle Studios. I was on holiday there, and I popped in because I was really good friends with Andrew. And George was harder to be friends with because he was really, you know, all the stories about him being insecure were correct. He was really insecure, and you can't believe it, because this is a man with so much talent. I mean, and he took me into the studio and said, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? I mean, genuinely, not like a sort of boasting, like, what do you think of this? He knew it was good, but it wasn't. No, I mean, he was really kind of like, well, what do you think of this? And he played, he said, I've got this song called Careless Whisper, and this other one called Freedom, and I'm Your Man. And I mean, he played them to me, and I just said, you know, George, man, these are massive hits. I mean, he's like, really? Really? Do you think so? He was like, really? Are you joking me? You know. Then he said, oh, you know, if they don't take off, I'll do some backing singing and that kind of thing. And I was just like, yeah, you know. I mean, just brilliant. So talented. I mean, he could take a song. And he was, you know, he would sit there and he would write this stuff. That's the thing, in the studio. He was, you know, proper artist. You know, like, you know, proper artists sit in studios, whatever it is, little home studios or anything, and we come up with the stuff, we paint the stuff, we make it happen, you know, and they're the artists. It's not like just, you know, George wasn't somebody that was put with a songwriter or anything, you know. George Michael was the real deal, you know, and I heard it firsthand, lucky to hear it like that. I mean, just amazing. Great memory, that. I'll always hold that till the day I pop my clogs. I remember sitting and chatting to George Michael about and him playing me Careless Whisper.